Good morning. It's 8:01 a.m., April the 26th, 2017, a Wednesday morning. It is cold out here this morning. Sun is out. When I'm in the sun is nice and warm. When I'm in the shade, as I am at the moment, it is frosty. Literally frosty. There is frost on roofs. There's frost on the grass. It would have been a bad night for tomatoes. Let me just put it that way. Yow. I'm trying to put my gloves back on. I wasn't quite expecting. I saw the temperature was 40 degrees. I thought, well, okay, that's fine. Sun's up. It's a beautiful morning. Raise my butt. Okay. Gloves on. I said yesterday the Bob's books were by Croyce. That was wrong. Croyce is a different guy. Bob books are Taylor, Stephen E. Taylor, I think. I got through the first one, the first Bob book yesterday. Grabbed a sample for the next one. Looks interesting. The first book was pretty cool. I liked the fact that there were several story strands that wove together. I enjoyed it a great deal, which is why I grabbed a sample of book two. In the meantime, I'm reading a sample from Kevin McLaughlin, and I don't remember the title. I'll let you know if it's interesting. He's one of the guys that I've met virtually on Science Fiction Writers of America. He seems like an interesting guy. I'm walking in the shade. Oh, yeah. Yikes. My fingers are, even in the gloves, my fingers are cold. My nose is freezing. My ears are freezing. Most of me is more. Most of my body is warm. And it will get warmer as soon as I get around the corner here. I hope. I don't have much to talk about today. Yesterday was, I did a lot of work in the critique yesterday. Didn't spend very much time at all working, playing, gaming. Lost much? So, what did I do yesterday? Discovered I didn't have to test my blood quite as frequently as the day before. I don't know anymore. Glucose is down pretty good this morning. It was down pretty good last night. It's not great, but it's better. Shout out to Gail Posey on some really good tips. Need to look at some of those suggestions for reducing carbohydrates. That's my biggest problem at the moment is carbs. Which is not true. I've got two problems that are pretty much equal in size. One is carbs, and one is calories. Oh, and then there's cholesterol. Yeah, cholesterol. So there's lots of stuff going on. But I'm feeling quite a lot better about it today than I did a week ago, today being Wednesday. It's hard to believe it's only been a week. Later this morning, I'm heading off to meet with the diabetes intake nurse, or whatever her title is. I don't even know her name. In my journal, I'll have to go back and see if I could find it. Good morning. So Karen thinks she's going to have fire back to me. This afternoon, this evening, maybe tomorrow morning. Which should give me enough time to get it approved, to get it edited and updated. To get the book itself formatted, checked, so that by this time next week it should be out, I hope. Good Lord, well, and the creek don't rise. Karen's critiques are always pretty much spot on. So I can go through and she does it shouldn't take me too long once I get the file back. So probably tomorrow. Which gives me the rest of the day today to finish up the galley for South Coast. Get that out. Me a lot of time for an omnibus edition of the first three books, which is something I wanted to do, but I don't know, maybe cold enough that my breath is steaming this morning. The hand that's holding the phone is about to, the fingers are about to freeze off. Yikes. Anyway, I've made the turn. I'm heading east. The sun is out. It's shining beautifully. Warm, spacious, as Andy would say. Say it with me. monk post. Andy is the voice who does the headspace guided meditations. Today will be 90 days. Assuming I get it in. Which is a pretty fair assumption. We've got time set aside for today. Yes, I hear your stomach. I think today's an oatmeal day. Oatmeal is one of those. It's one of those meals that I've had that looks like it boosts my glucose, but it shouldn't. Just plain rolled oats, not even any salt. But I'm more than just a tad peckish this morning. Is grumbling. Lovely. I'm out of the wind. That has made a huge difference. This just a little bit of a breeze is just enough. It's still blowing up high. I can see it rustling the leaves at the tops of trees, but I'm not close enough to tell whether or not they're whispering Louise. But in the out of the wind, I've got windbreaks all around me now. Out of the wind, it's not terrible. That sun is glorious. Yeah, so he's doing laundry this morning. Smell the bounce. So off we go, another day. I'm trying to walk a little faster. I really do need to get under 19 minutes regularly. And I think part of the problem was that I got out of shape by taking that long break. It was quite a while ago now, but I'm not used to walking at 120 beats anymore. Across the street. Ducks in a duck puddle this morning. What if this guy lost his dog? I usually see him out with a little fluffy 4-pound mutt. Well, every time I've seen him in the morning, I used to see him all the time, but every time I see him now, I don't see the dog. Shoulders have tightened all up on me. I can't get some to get them loosened up here. Let's stop, make sure that guy was going to go straight by and not try to take this turn. But I made it. Here I am. At the back gate. Or very nearly. Well, speaking of under 19 minutes. 1829, 30, 31. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.